Karov li'ama. That used to have, like irrigations, used to have the river. An ama means the flow of water. And everybody used to irrigate their fields from that. And how did you irrigate? You used to have a bore, like you used to have a little ditch next to it. And when the water would overflow, it would fill up your bore. So everybody used to dig ditches near like the flow of water, that they should have water on hand. So it says that bore shukarav liyama mismala rishon. So like this thing, the big fights, who has the first rights to the water? So the corner was first like whoever's closest to this Amas Amayim, the stream of the water flows like. And then people come and make side cuts to it, put like, what do you call, put pieces there of wood to make the water flow into their things. Yeah. What? Dams, they make certain things. So kids, so who could do it first? The one that's closest, the one that has its fields closest to the Amas Amayim, he has the right to make his ditch full of water first. And that's Darkei Shalom. Because otherwise they'll come to fight who has the first rights to it. So our brother made this takana, this is the way we give first or second rights. Now, mitsudais chayev v'yofes. If somebody spread out traps to catch chayes and birds, v'dogim of fish, you spread out your nets to capture the fish, and you didn't capture, you didn't take, you didn't pick up the net yet. Still, yesh v'hem mishum gezel v'fnaydak sholem. Nobody has the right to take away the fish out of your nets. Or if your net caught a bird already, nobody has a right to take it away. Even though you weren't kind of the bird yet. Like, it's just in your net. Your net is not your rishus. You didn't make a kinyan yet. You know, it's not really your bird yet. But since you went to catch it, it's darkei sholem that nobody else should take it. Rabbi Yossi said even further than that. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, gezel gomer. That midrabbanan is considered gezel. Rabbi Yossi holds that certain things, even though they weren't zecher in it, midrabbanan, they gave it to you. Like these things here, eventually, like you caught it. You planned to be kind of it. So even before you made the kinyan, midrabbanan, we say it's yours. And therefore, it's like a stronger in it. The Tanakam, it says it's only darkei sholem. Because really, the person does not own the birds in his net yet. If Yossi says yes, midrabbanan is considered like you already own it. We had a few times already that Rabbi Yossi always says they made she'enoi zoicha liknas kinyan gomer kezoicha. Even though a person doesn't deserve to have it, the Rabbani gave it to him as if he has it already. Now another takonah is mitziyos cheres shayt v'katan. If a cheres shayt v'katan doesn't have das, if they find something really, they can't be kind of it. They don't have das to be kind of. They find a mitziyah in the street. Really, it's not theirs. Still, with the Rabbanan we say, Yesh be mishum gezel mufnei darkei sholem. Nobody has the right to go and take it away from him. Like midi rice, if you see a kid found a dollar bill in the street, you would have the right just to grab it away from the kid. Of course, the kid doesn't own it yet. The kid picking it up, it's not his. But midi Rabbanan, though, darkei sholem teaches us no, that we're supposed to leave it by the cotton, we have no right to grab it away from him. Rabbi Yossi says again stronger, that gezel gomer, that midrabbanan, the rabbanan see as if the katan owns it already. And therefore, if you grab it away from the kayin, it's called gezel, you're stealing it midrabbanan. Another takana was, hamanake b'reish hazayis. If a oni, a poor person, that's collecting his leket shirchopeya, so he goes to the olive tree, and he can't get the olives that are left on top of the tree, so he shakes the tree to let the olives fall down. So you have this oni hamenake b'reish hazayis that's knocking the tree. Mashatachtav gezmuf edakei sholem. All the olives that fell down, even though this oni did not pick it up yet, so really it's not his yet, but since he went to not shake the tree to let them fall down, midrabbanan we said it's not right for anybody to take it away from him. And again, Rabbi Yossi Yomer stronger, that gezel gomer, no, midrabbanan is considered like they own it already. Since they're doing an action to try and get it, and eventually they're going to take it, so therefore midrabbanan we consider as if they own it already, and therefore it's real gezel midrabbanan if you take it. Ein mamchin biyad oni ovdei kechavim b'leket shichopeya mifnei darkei sholem. If you leave over on your field leket shichopeya, that the lochra is really leaving it over for aniyah Yisrael, what's going to be if a goy comes to take it? If the goy is an oni, we don't stop him. That's called mifnei darkei sholem. We give money to the aniyah goyim mishum darkei sholem, not to cause fights. If a goy is an oni comes to collect the money, collect the leket shichopeya, you're not supposed to stop him. That's called aim mamchim. We don't stop B'yad aniye ozik chovim b'leket shirchapayit. Let's say darke shalom. Now the Gemara says like this. Mino animili. How do we know this? That by kriya satera we're saying there's such an inyan, you're supposed to let the kayin read first. Mino animili. Omer Rav Masna the Yomakro, the Pasuk says, Vayichtav Moshe satera hazois. Moshe wrote the Torah, Vayipne el kahanim b'nei Levi. And he gave it to the kahanim b'nei Levi, the children of Levi. So Gemara asks, Otto, don't you think, Anola Yadana the Kahanim B'nei Levi? Nino. Like, don't you think that we already know that the Kahanim are the children of B'nei Levi? Why does the Pasuk have to repeat this and say this? Ella means like this. Koyein Beresh for Beresha for Hoda Levi. The Lacher is the Koyein, he's the one that goes first, and after the Koyein then goes the Levi. Chursin Esmach to Bialma Lachura. So Rashi says, the Yitna means Sheyikro Bo Kahanim Hoda B'nei Levi. The Yitnu means he gave it over that they should read it. That's the way the Torah should be written, should be read. It should be read that first the Kohen reads it, and then the Levi reads it. This is the Asmachta that a Kohen should go first. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafru Amar Meyachav, another pasuk. It says in the same parasha, no, in Devarim Kafalif, it says, V'nikshu HaKahanim B'nei Levi. Again, the Kahanim, the children of Levi, came close. Is also, don't you think, Anan Lo Yadim, don't you think that we know the Kahanim B'nei Levi Ninu? That the Kahanim are the children of Levi. What does the Pasuk have to say again, a Kahanim B'nei Levi? Ella, the same thing, Ella comes to teach us, but, Koyein B'reisha B'adi Levi, you should know the Klal is, a Koyein gets first, and then comes a Levi. Ravashi Yamam Yahav, Ravashi says, Mir. The Pasuk says, B'nei Amron, Aaron, or Moshe. The children of Amron was Aaron and Moshe. Vayibodel Aaron lagdishoi kodesh kadoshim, and they separated Aaron to become kodesh for the kodesh kadoshim, and to take over to do the avodah. So Mashmit says Moshe v'Aaron, that was the shevet Levi, and as vayibodel Aaron, Aaron went out separately to make him kodesh. Kodesh kadoshim means like he goes first. That a kohen, he's always the one that goes first. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Omar Mehocha from this pasuk. The pasuk in Vayikra says v'kidashtoi. That we dash him from here, it says it's supposed to give special kedusha, like special respect, to a kohen. So from here we dash in lechol davishah b'kedusha. Anything that has to do with kedusha, a kohen always has to go first. And torna devar bishmol. So therefore, by kriyas haTorah, which is a davishah b'kedusha, it's like a mitzvah. Therefore, that's the locha. The kohen has the right to read the Torah first. Torna devar bishmol. The Rabbi Shmuel learned like this. And in Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, learned like this. V'kidashtoi. The pasuk says he's supposed to be mekadesh a kohen. What does that mean? L'chol davashib kedusha. Any type of kedusha, he always goes first. That means liftoyach rishon. He starts first. Liftoyach rishon. Rashi says, v'chol davashib kovid. Bein batera, bein b'yeshivu, yidara barosh. Anytime there's nasifa and you want people to talk, so Lachri is supposed to let a kohen speak first. If you have a kohen there, he's supposed to speak first. That's called the Ftoyach Rishon. He's supposed to give the drasha first. Olavarach Rishon. Rashi says the Suda. If he's going to have a Suda, so he's supposed to let him like make that Maitzi first. He makes the Bracha. He's Maitzi everybody else. Velito Mona Yachav Rishon. And he takes the portion first. Like if it's a self-service there, he has a right to take the portion first. Rashi says, Zimbola Chalikim Yisroel V'chodav L'Yachash Yechokum Yarmalei Borav Yitlas Ezashtirta. If there's like you set aside different portions, you're supposed to give the kohen the choice. You take first choice. Omalei Abaye the Rav Yosef. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, "Mivnei Daki Shalom." If so, how does our Mishnah say that the reason why a kohen gets the first aliyah is because of Daki Shalom? We wanted that there should be peace, and nobody should argue about it. Diraisi. So what we're saying right now is Diraisi. It's Midiraisa. The Torah is saying V'kidashtoi. You have to be mekadesh and let the kohen go first. Samla answered back, true. The Yeraisa, Mavnei Daka Shalom. That's true, it is Midiraisa. But the Torah is teaching us how to have nice Midas. How to be Daka Shalom, it is Midiraisa. But like we're saying a reason in the Torah like. Rashi says, the Torah Amru came, Mavnei Daka Shalom. That's the reason why the Torah said this, because to make peace. So Gemara says, Kol HaTorah Kula Nami, Mavnei Daka Shalom Hi. If so, the whole Torah is that way. Every single mitzvah we have is that way. The pasuk says, "Tirocheha darke noyim." The ways of the Torah are sweet ways. The chol nisivaseh shalom. and all its ways give off peace. We say Talmud Chacham Ma'abim Shalom Be'Elam. Of Talmud Chacham that learns Torah Lishma, he's Ma'abim Shalom. He brings Shalom. He brings peace. And the more mitzvahs we have, it only the more Torah we have, it only brings peace. So what are you telling me now? The mitzvah of the Kiddushtoy is because of Darkei Shalom. It's Mashman the Mishnah, especially here. So if you tell me that it's Midiraisa, and you're only explaining that every mitzvah is that way, so every mitzvah is that way. Why only this mitzvah here? So it's Mashmano that the Mishnah is telling us there is a special takana midrabbanan. So what is it? So Gemara says like this. Elo Amar Abaye. Abaye says like this, Kidamar, like we learned. Kidamar, like the Rebbe says. Titani, we learned like this. Shinayim Mantinim Zele Zebekara. If you have two people eating together, they're supposed to wait for the other. But Shloisha Emamtinim, when three people are there, then they don't have to wait. Each one has a right to take his own portion. If there's only two people eating, one should not take before the other one, they should both take together. But when you have three people, then you don't have to wait, each one has a right to take whatever he wants. Haboitzeya now, the one that like makes the amoitzi, to cut the bread, like the balabos, who poshut yod atchila? He has the right to take the first portion. Now, v'yimbola chalik kovod rabbi, let's say the balabos, usually the one that makes the amoitzi, is the balabos. Because we always say, he'll give it out v'yayin yofa. It's his food, he'll give it out generously. So we let him make the bracha. But let's say he has a gadol by the table, or he has his Rebbe there. If he wants to, he's allowed to let his Rebbe have this kovod. If he wants to, he wants to come, lechale, cover the rabbi, to give respect to his Rebbe, or lemisha gadol b'menu. Or else if he has a chosh of a person by the Suda, and he wants to let him cut the amoitzi, make the amoitzi first, harashus b'yada, you're allowed to. Now, v'yom amar law, the Rebbe said about this, this is only learned in a Suda, that such halachas, even though the balabas has the right to make the hamotzi first, if he wants to, he has the right to give it over to somebody else. But in halach in the shul, when you give out the aliyahs for the Torah, even though the kohen wants to give up his right to his Rebbe, let my Rebbe get rishon, even though he's not a kohen, loy. Here it does not help. He is not allowed to do that. Even though me the Raisi would be allowed to, because if the Kohen himself wants to give up his rights, he has a right to. But Midrabbanan, though, our Mishnah is teaching us, you can't do that. Because we're afraid they'll come to have fights. Once you give up your right to one person, the other people start arguing, why don't you do it for me also? I also deserve to get Rishon. So therefore, that's the Pshan, the Mishnah, that's like a light plug here, Mishum Daka Shalom, that always, whenever there's a Kohen there, he has to get the first Aliyah. We are not allowed to give it to a Yisrael or to a Levi. Amarav Masna, Hodiyami Bebesakhnesis Loi, that's what you said in Shul, nothing doing. You cannot switch around the order. Loi Amor Nelem Shabbosis Yamatoivim. He only thought first to say on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't change around the order. Teshchichi Rabim, because there are a lot of people there. So then we're afraid if you change around the order, they'll come to have fights. Who should get the first one? Ava Bishaini the Chamishi, but on Monday and Thursday Loi. But their advice is there's not so many people in Shul, so you won't have such big fights. So since it's a small minion, then it won't be so bad to give somebody else Rishon. But the locher is, Aini, it's not that way. Aini, for it's not that way. V'arafuna, kori, bekani, Aini, have a kash in you. That even on Shabbos v'yontav, it's not that way. V'arafuna, kori, bekani, b'shabbos v'yamitovim. Rafuna receives kohen, even though he wasn't a kohen on Shabbos and Yomtiv. So what's a kash? Rafuna was only Yisrael. And still they gave him kohen, how could that be? So Gemara says, Shani Rafuna, Funi is different. The Afilu Rabbi Ami Rabasi, Kahani Chashiva, Eretz Yisrael. Even though these very Chashiva, Kahanim, like Rabbi and Rabasi, Mechav Evi Kaifulei, they used to bow down to him. No, he was greater than them all. So when you have Mamash on a God Lador, like Rafuna, Fim, he was able to get Rishon. But otherwise, you're not allowed to do it. But I think the Lachar is, though, even though it says here that he holds, on Monday and Thursday you could, but Lach is not that way. So Taisa says, look at Taisa, it's on the second Taisa. Taisa says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Taisa says, Abu B'Shenu Chamishi Loi. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Hani Milu Ledu. When do we say that on Monday and Thursday you could give a Yisrael the first, Ledu, only by them? They are very busy in the middle of the weekday. People didn't come to shul so much. Abu Vidan. But today, people don't work that hard, or at least they can afford to come to shul, so about you have a minion, just like Yav Shabbos Yom Tovim, therefore we don't change it. So my answer, that's the minion. The minion is, even on Monday and Thursday also, we don't change it, that if a kain is there, you have to give kain first. We don't change it around. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Naktin we hold, ain't shom kain, let's say there's no kain in shul. You should know, then the loch is nispar de chavilo, like the chain breaks. It means you do not have to give Levi anymore first. If you want, you could give a Yisrael. It's Ibid, the Levi lost his covet. The Yom Rabbi Abaye says, Naktinen, ain't shom Levi, let's say you had a kain first. And then when it came to Levi, any Levi around? No, no Levi around. What do? Kaira kain, we let the kain have the second Ali also. For the more any, it's not that way. Vom Rab Yechanan, kain acha kain la yikra. You're not allowed to call up a second kain after the first kain. Mishum pagam, mishum rishon. Because people think, you know why you're calling up a second kain? Because the first one was possible. So you're going to be maisilaz on the first one to say that it's possible. So Kashri is here, it says you can't call a kain after a kain. Because the pagam shorishon. And Levi acha Levi la yikra. Same thing, you can't call Levi after another second after the first Levi. Mishum pagam shenayim. Because they're both, the people think they're both possible. So here, how could you say call the kain the second time? So my answer is poshut. All right, turn over. So my answer is poshut. Kiyamri kiyamrinan b'yais a kain. When do I say if you have no levy, give a kain a second one, not a new kain? The same kain says that he gets aliyah the second time. Then there's no coming. Nobody will say there's something wrong with him. Other rabbi, we're giving him two aliyahs. You'll think he's great. So that's why you're allowed to give him a second aliyah. But a second kain, that you're not allowed to call up. Now, maishno levi acha levi tika pagam shneim. How come it says you can't call after one levi a second levi? Because then people will say both of them were no good. Why? The yarmi chad v'nayel lav leviyu. Because we'll say one of them is not a levi. Says so kain acha kain ami yarmi chad v'nayel lav kainu. Like it's mashmi, you can't call the second kain because then you're making a pagam to the first one. But mashmi, the second one for sure is a good one. The question is why? Why don't we say, just like by Levi, people say one of the two is no good, we don't know which one. So maybe kain also. We don't know which one is no good. It'll be a pagam for both of them. So where it says, Kigain demuksaglam biyavu adayshen of the kainu. No, we're talking about the second kain. Everybody knows for sure his father was a good kain. So therefore, if anybody will think there's something wrong, they'll say it's wrong with the first kain. So Gemara is to sow by Levi the same way also. So Achinam is saying the same thing here also. To Musulon the Avua, the high shiny the Levihu. If sowed by two Levis also, what's going to be in the case that everybody knows the second Levi's father was a Chashim a Levi? So then we know he's a Levi also.
So Gemara answers, Ella Amri, what are you going to have to say? That Mamzerasoin is seen in Nosif. We have to be afraid the second Levi, his father married a Mamzeris or married a Nesina, and therefore the children are called Psulim, Apostle Lazari. Therefore this son now has no right to have Levi. That's why they only gave him Shlishi. So Gemara says, if so, Hachin Ami here also then, Amri Grushoi Chalutza Nosiv, V'yafta Lazari. Let's be afraid the second Kayin, true his father was a Kayin. But maybe his father married a Gerusha or a Chalutza, and therefore the Loch is his children's Apostle Lakuna, Sa'afel Lazari. So maybe that's why we're giving him Levi. So maybe let's be afraid they'll think both Apostle, or at least we don't know which one. So Mora says, no, but Saif, Levi Mikohevi. But our Kopanim is not called a Levi. Like the question is, if you give two Kayins, that means Kayin first, and the second Kayin is getting Levi. So questions like this, if he's not a kosher kain, so what is he? He's a posle kain. If it's a posle kain, he doesn't deserve to get Levi either. He should only get Shlishi. But since he's getting Levi, that's the raya that for sure he's a kosher kain. And since we know his father's a kain here, therefore for sure he's okay. Mashenkin by Levi, we called up the first Levi. Now we call up the second Levi. It's possible to say the second Levi is a posle as a mamzer. And therefore he's posle for Levi. So what are we giving him? The third one is Shlishi. So you can give him Shlishi. So therefore, by the two Levim, we have to be afraid. Maybe both of them are apostle. By showing over here by the Kayin, since we're giving the second one Levi, if it will be any Psul and Kuna, he couldn't get Levi, he'd have to get Shlishi. So since Lamais is getting Levi, for sure the second one is kosher, and the only Psul is upon the first one. No good. Must like this.
Ulaman. Ila Yashvin, if the people that are sitting in shul right now, Hokokhozile, they see, Rashi says, the people see what's doing now. Rashi Lahai Kain Rishon the Solik, Leminyan Shiva. Like people that are sitting in shul, they'll know there's nothing wrong with both Kahanim. Because we know you only give out 7 aliyahs, and good, you gave the first 2 to Kahanim. But people see they're both kosher people, because we're not giving an 8th person an aliyah, you're only leaving with 7. See, if the people that are in shul, they see what's doing. Elul Yitzin, you have to be afraid for the people that leave. That's what happens. That you see a second kohen, they'll think the first kohen is no good, and I have to leave now. But for sure they're going to give 8 aliyahs now, because the first one was no good, that's going to make the begam. Shochalei b'nei Glilu Rebbe Chelboi. The people from Glilu sent to Rebbe Chelboi. Achreihem mikarim.